I said, why don't one of you come up and sit beside me? And this is what the seven girls said.
All together now, one, two, three. Keep your mind on your drive and keep your hands on the wheel. Keep your snoopy eyes on the road ahead. We're having fun, sitting in the back seat, kissing and a hugging with Fred.
Drove through the town, drove through the country, showed them how a motor could go. I said, how do you like my triple carburetor? And one of them whispered low.
All together now, one, two, three. Keep your mind on your driving, keep your hands on the wheel. Keep your snoopy eyes on the road ahead. We're having fun, sitting in the back seat, kissing and a-hugging with Fred.
This is what the seven girls said.
All together now, one, two, three. Keep your mind on your drive and keep your hands on the wheel. Keep your snoopy eyes on the road ahead. We're having fun, sitting in the back seat, kissing and a-hugging with Fred.
All of them in love with Fred. Kissing and a-hugging with Fred. Wish that I could be like Fred.
Welcome back to Alan's Golden Oldies. Always a blast from the past with the 50s, 60s, and 70s. And from 1959, that was Paul Evans, all about those seven little girls sitting in the back seat, kissing and a-hugging on Fred. And speaking about Paul Evans, like I always say, I never know who's going to call on Alan's Golden Oldies. And this is a surprise for me today. I have Paul Evans on the phone all the way up there in New York City. Right, Paul?
Oh, you bet. Nice to hear your voice again, Alan. Spoken in so long.
I know. Good for you for calling. I appreciate that. Anytime, you're welcome.
Thank you.
What's going on in Paul Evans' life now?
Well, life is really good, Alan. You know, I have never stepped out of this business ever since I got into it on a lucky day when the Kalin twins found my song "When" in a pile of rejected records and picked out "When." And of course, that was my first big hit. It was the year I gave myself. I said, I left college behind, and I said, I'll give myself 1 year, see if I can have a hit. And I had a hit.
And speaking about that song, "When," I want to share real quick, you have a demo of it.
Oh, yes. It's on one of my CDs. It's on a Sanctuary CD called the Paul Evans Songbook, Happy Wokey Me. And it's the original demo. It's the demo that the Kalin twins heard and pulled out of this rejected pile.
Well, I'm going to play it for our listeners right now. Are you ready, Paul?
Oh, I love it. Do it.
By the way, it's only 59 seconds long.
Well, you know, somebody, can I tell you, that's the way we made demos before. The demo you're going to hear just has, I think, my guitar, me singing, and my co-writer singing, harmony. And no instrumental, once through, is almost as though he was saying, here's our song. If you don't like it, don't do it.
Well, here's Paul Evans and his demo, "When."
When you smile at me, well, I know our love will always be. When you kiss me right, I don't want to ever say goodnight. I need you, I want you near me. I love you, yes I do, and I hope you hear me when I say be mine. If you will, I know all will be fine. When will you be mine?
Paul Evans in the demo of When, and it was a big, big hit for the Kalen Twins, as you said. Brings back great memories, doesn't it, Paul?
Oh, man, wonderful memories. I don't want to bring your audience down, but I must tell you that I guess it was last year that both twins passed away. They were twins. I mean, no kidding around, real twins. And one of them died, unfortunately, in a car accident.
Mm-hmm.
And about 3 months later, Herb, the remaining Kalen twin, who, by the way, I was going to go on the road with, and we were going to do When, you know, the writer and the one remaining Kalen twin, he had a heart attack. And, you know, with twins, it works like that. He just didn't go on without his brother.
Oh, sad
Very
story.
Sad stuff, but they were wonderful guys, and they sure did a great job on the record.
You also had a big hit with the Midnight Special. How did that come about?
Oh, yeah. Well, okay, I had Seven Little Girls just came out, and they sent me on the road, and I had Bobby Comstock. I had his band for a backup band on this tour we did. And when I got on the bus, the bus manager, the tour manager, said to me, what kind of songs? What are you going to do for us on this trip? And I said, songs? I said, the only thing I have is Seven Little Girls. I have this little arrangement of it. I didn't know I was going to do more than one song on this trip. So anyway, I got together with Bobby Comstock, and Bobby said, what do you do, Paul? I said, I do a lot of folk songs. Yeah, play me once. I played a Midnight Special. We rocked it up a little bit. I did it on the tour. And when I came back, they had to cut an album with me because Seven Little Girls, while I was gone, Seven Little Girls had taken off and was a big hit. So that's how it came about. We were just rocking up an old folk song.
Well, you wake up in the morning, boy. You hear the ding-dong ring. Then you look upon the table, boy. You see the same darn thing. You find no food upon the table, boy. There's no fork up in the pan. But you better not complain, boy. You get in trouble with the man and the Midnight Special. Shine its light on me. Let the Midnight Special shine its ever-loving light on me. Well, yonder comes Miss Rosie, boy. How in the world do you know? By the way she wears her apron, boy, and the clothes she wore, the umbrella on her shoulder, piece of paper in her hand. Will she come to see the governor? She wants to free her man. And the Midnight Special shine its light on me. Let the Midnight Special shine its ever-loving light on me. Now if you're ever in Houston, boss, well, you better do right. Hey, you better not gamble, boss, and you better not fight, for the sheriff will grab you and the boys will pull you down. And the next thing you know, boss, you're prison bound.
It's Paul Evans on AlansGoldenOldies.com.
Hello, this is Joni. I'm sorry that I'm not home. But if you leave me your name and number, I promise soon as I get in, I'll phone.
Joni came over to my house last night. I drank a little too much red and we got into a fight. She said, I'm leaving, and I let her go alone. I felt so damn bad this morning, I reached right for the phone and called her right away to beg her to forgive. The phone rang once, the phone rang twice, and then I heard her say, hey. That I left and I waited for her.
waited with a sinking feeling in my heart, not knowing if she'd forgive me was tearing me apart. I couldn't go on this way, I had to call again. The phone rang once, the phone rang twice, and then I heard her say, baby's called at last. Instead it was a friend who said that Joni's car had crashed. I never should have let her drive home angry from my place. I'd never hold her again and kiss that funny face. But still there was a way to hear her voice again. The phone rang once, the phone rang twice, then I heard her say,
back to that golden year, 1978. How did that song come about there, Paul?
Oh, man, I got to tell you, that was a great thing for me. It was just so much fun. After all, that song came out and was a hit, a big country hit here and a big pop hit in England in 1979. And I had my first hit, as you just mentioned, Seven Little Girls, in 1959, 20 years after I had my return record, my comeback record. It was really fun, just a lot of fun. And that song is just two songwriters sitting around. Is really, it's not based on anything truthful or any real experiences. It's just a couple of songwriters, Fred Tobias and myself.
You know the song Seven Little Girls. Did you not tell me at one time that when you did that song on Dick Clark's show on a Saturday night,
mm-hmm,
the guy sitting in the back seat with the seven little girls was who?
Bobby Rydell. I didn't even know that until I read Dick's book, which is Rock, Roll, and Remember. And in it, he says Bobby Rydell sort of owes his career to me, because his first experience, he was yanked out of the audience and plopped into the back seat of the car when I was doing Seven Little Girls Live.
Oh, wasn't that wonderful?
So, and you know what? I need Bobby Rydell to call me up and say, Paul, thanks a lot for my start in showbiz. I don't think so.
What about this happy-go-lucky me guy?
Oh, yeah, well, that is me. That is me. That was the third hit in that run of three hits that I had, which was Seven Little Girls, Midnight Special, and then Happy-Go-Lucky Me. And that song has done very well for me. It's been in a couple of movies. It's been used on television a few times. And you know, that's really the test of a song, I think, because it's hard enough today to get anything played. And when you get on these shows like, I'm trying to think of what it was in last. I was in a John Waters movie. It was the theme for John Waters. His movie was called Pecker, and it was kind of a culty hit here in the States, and it was amazing. He used Happy Go Lucky Me over and over and over again. He just kept using it. It's all right with me.
Here's Paul Evans and Happy Go Lucky Me.
I can laugh when things ain't funny. Happy Go Lucky Me. Yeah, I can smile when I ain't got no money. Happy-go-lucky me. It may sound silly, but I don't care. I got the moonlight, I got the sun, I've got the stars above. Me and my Billy, well, we both share. It's happy-go-happy, happy-go-lucky love. Well, life is sweet, whoa, sweet as honey. Happy go lucky me.
got the stars above. Me and my filly, well, we both share. It's happy go happy, happy go lucky, love. Well, life is sweet, whoa, yeah, sweet as honey. Happy go lucky me. Happy go lucky me.
Hey, you still laughing like that today, right?
Yeah, yeah.
All the way to the bank, right?
Oh, yes. Isn't that fun?
That was recorded on the guaranteed 45 RPM vinyl, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
What kind of record company was that? Where was it located?
Well, it was an independent, was located in New York, and what lucky for me, because the two writers who wrote Seven Little Girls, I didn't write that, I sang it, and I was doing it as a demo for them, you know, where we'd make, the writers would make small recordings, like with five rhythm pieces, a singer. If they couldn't sing, they would have to hire guys like me. I was making $12 a side at the time.
Wow.
And and they'd hire a couple of background singers, and they took it over from Merv Griffin, of all things, to Joe Carlton, who had a label called Carlton Records. And Joe said he was just starting up a new label for rock, more rock and roll kind of stuff. And he said, no, I don't want this from Merv. Who is that kid? I want him on the label. So it was lucky. I've, you know what? As I look back on my past, a lot of lucky turns when I went to the left. Hey, there was something there. And I turned to the right. Hey, look at that. There's something here. So I got very lucky. And I think you have to in this business.
Paul, would you tell everybody about your website real quick, like?
Oh, I'd love to. It's www.paulevans.com. They can pick up a couple of CDs there if they like. It's compilation CDs with my old hits. Some of the compilation CDs have the original demos for Elvis, for Bobby Vinton on Roses Are Red, for the Kalin Twins, the one you just played. They can also email me with any questions about what life was like in New York or on the road in the 50s and 60s. I think they'll like the site.
Paul, will you promise to come back and do a longer interview with me?
I do more than promise. I demand it.
Okay, let's we'll sit down and figure out the date, and I'll let my listeners know about it, okay?
Cool. And say hi to your folks there.
I will. Paul Evans, ladies and gentlemen, from New York City, a surprise call on Alan's Golden Oldies. Talk to you soon again, okay, Paul?
Okay, pal. Soon.
You got it.